to set up is outrageous characterizations and lies. First, here's Santorum, October 21st last year. He's appearing on a blog called Caffeinated Thoughts, and the editor of this blog, Shane Vanderhart. Now, what's at Rick Santorum's core? What are your core values, your convictions, the hills that you'll die on?
Oh, Neil Obama, you're getting rid of any questions. After the morning, you're sure consciousness and memory. One of the things I will die about is trying to
the transcripts. And one of the things that I will talk about that no president has talked about before is the dangers of contraception in this country, the sexual liberty idea. Many in the Christian faith have said that, you know, contraception's okay, but it's not okay. It's a license to do things in a sexual realm that's counter to how things are supposed to be. So Santorum clearly is suggesting this is an area the feds ought not be involved in. All it does is promote aberrant behavior that causes cultural rot and decline. I know, it's been the church's position for centuries. He's a Catholic. Exactly right. There's nothing new here. That's my point. This has been the church's... Now, the church doesn't preach this anymore. That was the point of Paul Ray's piece at Ricochet the other day. The church has totally thrown in with the Democrat Party on this stuff. So, last night on MSNBC... Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson he got this question. Are we headed toward a November election that is the pro-birth control party against the anti-birth control party?
That cannot be a good idea for the Republicans to go into a November election as the anti-birth control party. I've tried to figure this out from every sort of cynical, smart politics angle I can figure it out from, and it doesn't work for me. What's the figure? Something like 98% of American women use some form of birth control at some point during their lives. How can you be against that?
All right, so that's one example. Now, up next, yesterday on Capitol Hill, this is during a Senate Democrat press conference, Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat, New Jersey, had this to say about the Republican Party.
The GOP agenda gives women one-ups, barefoot, pregnant. It's time to tell the Republicans to mind their own business. Our side believes that women should be able to choose the paths in life that's best for them. And that's why President Obama wants to make birth control more affordable. Contraception is basic health care, and it's essential for individuals to choose when they want to have a career, when they want to start a family. This is an attack by the men's club here.
So this, Republicans want women barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Exactly what I said, exactly. I didn't know this was in the roster until Cookie pointed it out to me. This is exactly what I knew. I even said it last half hour, it was going to happen. Now, let me move on to this New York...